Good morning. Our gospel today, the Sermon on the Plain, is Luke's version of the more familiar Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's gospel, which is where we will hear the famous Beatitudes. For instance, Matthew's Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Luke's Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Instead of eight Beatitudes in Matthew, Luke gives us four. Luke seems to want to be blunt, to get our attention, to provoke us. Each of the blessings is tied in a specific way to a particular virtue. Every blessing promises a future reward for a present circumstance. Jesus is turning the tables upside down on some common expectations. The Beatitudes call on us to look at our lives and reframe some of life's challenges into blessings God gives us. Signs of God's love and faithfulness to us, no matter what. I would like to talk with you about a specific means to return God's love and blessings. We can return God's love and blessings by living in such a way that we show by word and example our faithfulness and commitment, proclaiming God's good news to create a living, breathing, maturing, and organic rule of life. You may not have heard of the idea of a rule of life, but it is both ancient and very modern at the same time. Our own presiding bishop, Michael Curry, is encouraging every Episcopalian to develop their own rule of life. On our women's retreat, we worked on developing our own rule of life under Sister Suzanne Elizabeth's thoughtful guidance. One way we can accomplish a commitment to cultivate our love and blessings is by establishing a rule of life using what our presiding bishop calls the way of love. The way of love is a practice for a Jesus-centered life. The idea of a rule of life comes from the Latin word regula and suggests a way to regulate or regularize our lives to stay on an intentional path. A rule of life is not a punitive, judgy idea or some negative and harsh confining system. Rather, it is a gentle guide and supports us on our journey. It takes ongoing practice to change our ways to love and live a Christian life, to grow more deeply with Jesus Christ at the center of our lives. It takes intention, and intention takes focus. A rule of life gives our lives focus. In the rule of life, there are seven practices to consider, much like a garden trellis, to gently guide, cultivate, and support our growth. Bishop Curry's The Way of Love includes these seven: turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, rest. Their order doesn't matter. Each one supports the other purposefully, growing towards and in Jesus Christ and love. Each is meaningful and can shape the Beatitudes of Jesus into our living, daily living. Later in Lent and Easter, we might, as a whole parish, dig deeper into the way of love. The seven practices in the way of love: turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, rest. Do not occur in any special order. This is a personal choice how you choose to work through the seven practices. They can unfold in different ways across a given day. First, turn, meaning to pause, listen, and choose to follow Jesus. Jesus seldom acted in the ways people expected him to act. With God's help, We can turn away from the powers of sin, hatred, fear, injustice, and oppression, turning towards the way of truth, love, hope, justice, and freedom. In turning towards God, we reorient our lives to Jesus Christ. Our first rule is to allow ourselves to turn, to be open, to think a new way to turn. Second, learn. Reflect on the Word of God, especially Jesus' life and teachings. Jesus did not speak in the ways people expected him to speak. By reading and reflecting on Scripture daily, especially the life and teachings of Jesus, we open our hearts and minds to God and Scripture. Then, of course, there's prayer. Intentionally spend time with God each day, even or however briefly. When we pray, we invite and dwell in God's loving presence, listening for God's voice in our lives and in the world. Pray boldly and with a humble heart, offering thanksgivings and concern. Lord, hear our prayer. Fourth, there is worship. Gather in community weekly to thank and praise and draw near to God. When we worship, we gather as Jesus did, with others before God. Jesus worshiped God in unexpected ways. Sometimes we must welcome an unexpected moment as we worship together as a real sign of grace. We hear the good news. We give thanks. We confess and offer the brokenness of the world to God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are made one body, the body of Christ, sent forth to live the way of love. To pray is different than worship. One is personal, of course, but Bishop Curry understands worship as also done together with others. Then there's bless. Share faith and unselfishly give and serve. Jesus called his disciples as he is calling you to give, forgive, teach, and heal in his name. Jesus blessed people when he was not expected to bless. We are all empowered by the Spirit to bless everyone we meet, practicing generosity and compassion, and proclaiming the good news of God in Christ with words of hope and selfless actions. The sixth rule of life, go. Cross boundaries. Listen deeply and live like Jesus. As Jesus went where he was not expected to go, he sends us out beyond our circles and comfort. We go to listen with humility and witness the love, justice, and truth. We are to go out in love to join God in healing a hurting world. And finally, rest. Breathe, recharge, and renew, receiving the gift of God's grace, peace, and restoration. From the beginning of creation, God established the sacred pattern of going and returning, labor and rest. By resting, we place our trust in God, who brings all things to their fullness. Sometimes the peace of Christ comes in unexpected ways. We look to expand peace as a rule in our lives. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. During our women's retreat, we studied and focused on the way of love, and we uncovered and learned that this sevenfold trellis gives us encouragement, support, growth, guidance, rest, and relief in our journey to a practice for a Jesus-centered life in the world today. It is difficult to change our patterns and simplify our lifestyles, but it is more valuable than what this world has to offer. It is a challenge to orient our lives to the gospel values of Jesus rather than to the values of this world. This challenge can be met. It is not meant to be rigid and unattainable, nor is it meant to be a burden, but a joy we take on within ourselves. The way of love is meant to be flexible, simple, realistic, and most importantly, reachable. It can help us to clarify our most important values, dreams, relationships, and work. Our rule of life allows us to live with intention and purpose in the present moment. We can reorient our lives through the way of love to Jesus Christ, falling in love again and again and again. Much like the four Beatitudes in today's Gospel, the way of love is meant to give us a picture on how we should live. What makes all the difference is not just hearing the Beatitudes and the way of love's word, but acting on them. In these words, we are taught the duty of universal love, the equality of servant and master, and the obligation of a charitable spirit. Amen.
Amen.